Good evening. Hi, everybody. It's Donna Fox, and today's Father's Day. And gosh, you know, I miss my dad, and I'm sure there's a lot of you out there that are missing your dad and missing your moms. And but I have so much to be thankful for because I have two sons who are great, absolutely wonderful dads. And so I am going to dedicate this show to my firstborn, Brian, and this is his first Father's Day. And I am really proud of him, and he's got a beautiful little boy. And so I am just real happy about that. And I also want to dedicate it to my son, Stephen, who has two little girls. And they are great dads. And then, of course, I want to go ahead and dedicate it to my son-in-law, Sam, because he is a great dad to my wonderful three grandchildren and a great husband to my daughter. Okay, so we got that out of the way. And, you know, I wasn't on the line live this year for Mother's Day. It was a busy day, but I want to talk about Mother's and Father's Day and how it relates to us spiritually. So if there is anyone out there that wants to chat about this, when I say chat, I mean talk on the phone. I don't mean chat on the Internet. But if anybody would like to talk about this, we can talk about this. You can certainly give me a call here at bbsradio.com, and I'm going to get you those numbers, although if you're watching BBS, then you already know what the numbers are. But if you're listening from some other place and it's being streamed in, the telephone numbers to call, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can call direct on a toll-free number. It's 888-429-5471. Or you can also call in if you're out of the country at 011. That's our country code, 530-513-6472. So let's talk about dads. And again, my name is Donna Fox. I've been working with the Akashic Records for over 16 years now. And the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul, of your soul's journey over every lifetime. You can also email me questions at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's info at akashicwisdom, just like the show's name, .com. Before I come to talk to you in the evenings, I always open the Akashic Records, and I open the Akashic Records with a specific sacred prayer. And for anybody who is interested in knowing more about how I do that, how I teach that, how you can get a consultation and have me open up your personal records, all you have to do is email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, or you can go ahead and call me directly on my wisdom line, and that would be at 216-691-1233, and I will call you back when I'm done on the show. Anyway, I'm calling you today from Akron, Ohio, and when I opened up the records, I wanted to understand, you know, we have, naturally we have our parents who are our physical manifestations, if you will, of authority figures when we're first born. And there are many other people in our lives that are mentors and folks that inspire us, you know, aunts, uncles, grandparents, that act as mother and father figures to us. And then there's the God thing that we are taught, or most of us are taught when we're little, about God. And God being the Father, and God being the one that we answer to, as well as God being the all-knowing and all, you know, there's nothing that God can't do type of thing. And some of us have been raised with a fear of God, that God is judgmental, and God will punish us if we are sinners. And then some of us are raised with fathers who are abusive and are violent and punish us even when we don't do anything. And so I deal with all sorts of people from every spectrum, every part of life. But what's important for us to know is that every day we need to come back to the divine within us. Now, that might be a father figure for you, and some people say you need to come back to God every day, and some people say I need to come back to the goddess, which is the mother, and other people say I have to come back to Jesus or Buddha or Muhammad. And what's here for us is to understand that no matter who we hold in our hearts as the father figure, the one that is all-knowing, that does protect us, we need to really understand that energy is a love energy. It's not an anger energy. It's not a judgmental energy. It's not a punishing energy. It's an energy of love of which we are a part. And so we need to really integrate that love of ourselves in honor of the love of the divine that we have co-created with. Now, I have discussions with people, and there's many out there that say that we are a random universe, that there is no creator force. And yet, today, scientists are actually proving the fact that there is an energy between, a creative energy between all of us that creates our connection. And it comes from somewhere or something, and is guided by something. And so we really need to look at what we are doing to move forward on our path. And we need to look very, very clearly at how much love we're giving ourselves and how we treat the friends that are around us. And I actually am, there's a few people out there that I would like to actually send an apology to, because there are times where I have a tendency to cocoon, and what that means is I just kind of move into myself, and I don't call anybody, I just move into me, and it's just my own personal alone time. And those times can actually last for weeks, and it's not depression. It's just a matter of I'm doing my work, I'm loving my work, but I don't want or need outside stimulation or outside conversation for whatever reason. And so I don't reach out to friends. And there are some friends that totally get this, understand it, and, you know, it's like we have this wonderful relationship where I call them when I feel like talking to them, and they call me when they feel like talking to me. And then I have other friends, and I'm sure you all can relate to this, that, you know, if I don't call them, they, like every week or every couple of weeks, they get offended. And I say to them, if you want to talk to me, then you need to call me. Phone works both ways. You know, it rings both ways. So what's interesting is how people qualify that. But I'm going to go back to doing what we want to do or doing what makes us feel good about ourselves so that we can walk in our own light. So, tonight I'm tired, more tired than I realized. But here's what's important. And you've heard me talk about this before, but you know, you never know who's listening for the first time out there. And this message is so important, and the masters, teachers, and loved ones seem to really want to bring it home. That joy begins with us, that saving the planet, first of all, the planet does not need to be saved. And that's what's really important. What needs to happen is human beings need to become more responsible with what they need to do for themselves to stay in their own integrity. And if we all stay within our own integrity, the planet's going to be fine. And so what does that mean, staying in your own integrity? Well, sure, it means, you know, not you know, making our carbon footprint a little bit lighter, quite a bit lighter, recycling, being a caring human being to others, etc. But beyond that, there are things in our life that we want to make better, and we don't know how. And there are issues out there that where people want to or feel like they have to control everything. And the reality is you don't have to control anything but yourself. And what you can't control, you need to let go of, because the reality is you can't control other people. You can't control what they're going to do. And we have to really be aware that the only person we are responsible to is ourselves and what we commit to others. That's very important. So the idea here is that if, in fact, you say you're going to do something and you truly don't want to do it, or you don't think you're going to have time for it, or for whatever reason your focus is going to be pulled, then just be honest with that person or that friend and say no, that you can't. Because if, in fact, you say yes and you don't do it, or you don't do it to the point that it needs to be done, then you've disappointed your friend and you've disappointed yourself. And I would much rather have somebody say to me, I can't do that, I don't have time, that's not going to work for me, whatever, so I can make other arrangements that I feel good about, rather than counting on someone who doesn't follow through for you. So for those people out there that don't know how to say no and bite off more than they can chew, please continue to remind yourself that you're not only hurting yourself, but you're hurting other people. And that's not good. I mean, I'm not trying to make you feel guilty. I'm not judging you. I'm saying that it's time to take responsibility for what you truly want, rather than trying to do saying yes to everyone. And so that's one of the things that I'd love to talk to somebody about. And the other thing is that the other things the master's teachers and loved ones are asking you to call in about is, if you're in a relationship and you are having challenges in that relationship, the master's teachers and loved ones are open to giving romantic advice tonight. So if there's anyone that would like to call in with a relationship issue, please do that. Again, you can call in toll-free, and that toll-free number is 888-429-5471. Or you can call direct, and our country code is 011, and it's 530-513-6472. So feel free to give a call and ask some questions about what's going on in your love life and how you can best work with the loved one you have, and how you can honor yourself and the divine within you. Let's say today's Father's Day, the masculine within you, and the part of you that wants to have a take charge attitude, but for whatever reason doesn't. And we're going to stay on the line for probably about 15 more minutes. And want to wait for some calls, because your calls really define this program. And if, you know, you're out partying with your dad and you're not available to call in, if people don't call in before 11:30, that's the time it is here in Akron, if you don't call in by 11:30, then we're just going to go ahead and say goodnight to everybody and wish you a wonderful Father's Day. So, again, if talking to somebody about your relationship or about something that's bothering you, let's say that you have to make a decision and you're not sure which way to go, what the Akashic Records can do is kind of give you all the information you need in order to make the appropriate decisions for yourself. And that's also very important. You know, you need to be able to really look at What is your decision making process, and how do you make those decisions, if you will? And is it a career? Is it a move? Talk about what would be important for you, and what you want to know, because Akashic Records are, like I said, the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akasha, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. So maybe you're curious about that. Maybe you're curious about where you want to go, or where you want to be, and what you want to do. And you just don't know how to get that together. So the request, if you will, is to go ahead and talk about what would be important to you, you know, and see how that works for you. See how that, what we can do for you, if you will. All right? Yeah. There's got to be somebody out there that is interested in wanting to go further with their love life and have some questions about it. That would be cool to talk about that. Certainly are happy to do that anytime you like. And so give a call, and we will talk about what, quite frankly, whatever your little heart desires, however you want to do it. So we look forward to speaking with you on that. Also, who's been meditating out there? And what form of meditation do you do? And I'd love to have you share that with our listeners. And we just have so much to share that it's important to call and talk to folks. And if you're not up to talking, you can certainly email. And again, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And even if you want to just talk about what new books you've read, or what transformative experiences you might have had, that'd be great. Now, one of the things I am doing, I will tell you about this, is I'm going to be talking, I'm going to be actually at a Pets Be Blessed weekend. That's going to be on June 30th. It's going to be at the Westlake Unity Church here in Ohio. It's Westlake, Ohio. And again, I open up the records of your animals. If that's something that is important to you, I will open up not only your records, but the records of your pet, and move forward that way. Now, I do want to mention that coming up this week, at the end of the week, we have the summer solstice. Actually, I think it's Thursday. Yep, it's Thursday is the 21st, and the summer solstice is a time of great energy, and we want to look at our life. Again, every time we every quarter, there's something for us to look at. Every time, for that matter, we should be doing it every day, but it's, who needs the should in our life? We want to be able to move into where we are. And, you know, this is June already. 6 months of the year has gone by. So what has the 6 months meant to you? What have you accomplished in this first 6 months that you're most proud of? What have you accomplished in the first 6 months that you feel that is groundbreaking? Or maybe, what did you accomplish within yourself within the first 6 months of this year that you never thought you could do? And so it's those kinds of things that you want to look at. Now, if you've not accomplished anything and you don't feel proud of yourself, don't beat yourself up about that. What's important for you to do is take an inventory and look at what you would like to do, or what you could do in the second half of the year before December 2012 to create the life you want. What is there about your life that you are stuck on? I know there's plenty of things I'm stuck on, and even though I have the Akashic Records, I'm still a human being, and we all wade through our stuff. the key is to look at it in a way that is not judgmental. Because when we start looking at it in a judgmental way, it stops us and we feel guilty and then we don't want to move forward. And, you know, moving forward doesn't mean you have to do a 360-degree turn. If you just turn a little bit and you change a little something every day, it really is going to help. It's really going to help. So we have about 11 more minutes right now on the show. And so if you were going to be calling in, this would be the time to do it. And I love to talk to you guys. You know why? It's because your interaction really is what makes the show what it is. The Akashic Records, I can ask questions of the Akashic Records for you. And we, in fact, the email that I send out to people really can actually list things that they can ask about. So, for example, we have a situation where you can, you know, the actual preparation, a consultation preparation page, and you can go ahead and look at that with the email that I send you, and it gives you all the information you need and how to prepare for a consultation. So, for example, you can actually look at the email, and it contains things that will give you more information about a consultation. So what can you expect to receive from an Akashic Record consultation? So you have to understand, too, that that's a one-on-one telephone consultation, and, you know, everyone is different with different needs and agendas. Some of my clients have been helped in many, many ways. That they received clarity about their life in the present. They've gained a deeper understanding of their soul's intention for creating patterns of behaviors or fears or types of situation or people in your life. Like, why did some of these people come into your life? What was their purpose? Why did your pet come into your life? What is the purpose for some of the challenges you're having? For example, unexplained fears or unsatisfactory relationships or money issues or self-sabotage. So the Akashic Records can give you the deeper insight in all that. They can also give you insight regarding your right livelihood and career choices. They will offer you methods to release negative and unsupportive beliefs and expand your joy. Not to mention, they can also help you with your parenting issues. And that's always important, by getting more insight about what your child or your children at all ages need from you. So those are some of the things that you can receive or gain by having a personal consultation. And some of the questions you might ask, during either on the phone, you can call here and we could do a mini consultation for you right now. I do need your current legal name that you can email me if you'd like. But some of the questions you could ask during consultation, because as I said, the consultations are based 100% on your questions, it could be, what is my soul's intention regarding the pattern of, like, what pattern do you have and why did you bring that into this lifetime? Or how can I open my heart to, and maybe there's a person or a situation or a relationship. You can also, and you have to fill in the blanks here, so, or what action steps can I take to, for example, attract and maintain a healthy, loving relationship, or create, attract, and accept and maintain the abundance and prosperity of the universe, or what action steps can I take to move forward with whatever project you have. You can also ask the masters, teachers, and loved ones, please give me insight into the situation of, and fill in the blank. Possibly you need awareness and more awareness of how to learn to trust yourself or how to accept yourself and feel whole and complete. But again, these are only samples, and Akashic Record consultations are very reasonable. In fact, for tonight, if in fact you listen to this program, today is June 17th, 2012, if you mention this date and this program, you can receive $50 off of your 1.5-hour consultation. So that's you can save $50 for your 90-minute consultation. And for the one-hour consultation, you can save $35. So if that's of interest to you, please give me a call privately at 216-691-1233, or you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. Okay. And, you know, one thing I don't think I've talked about for a while is my CD. I have a CD about about remembering your magnificence, and it's a wonderful CD. It was the text, the information was brought forward from the actual master teachers and loved ones, and the music was specifically composed around the words and the text that were brought through, and it's all the things you always wanted to hear as a child, but never did. Okay, so we have a question from JoJo. Thanks for listening, JoJo. This is an email question. He goes, "Hi Donna, given that these recent ellipses were so energetically powerful, and that the solstice is right around the corner, is there anything we can do to make this 2012 summer solstice a truly special experience?" Well, yes, JoJo, there is. And what the Master's teachers and loved ones are saying is that this solstice needs to be one of commitment to self. What they're suggesting is that this week that people move into their self, their inner being, and move into and really look at what they want to accomplish for the next 6 months, which is what we were talking about earlier. And so the solstice is actually on Thursday. The 21st is on Thursday. And I think that's it's either the 20th or the 21st, but I'm feeling it's the 21st is when it really is. But the idea here is the solstice is a time of renewal. And it's a time for people to really move into their center. So this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, what's important is to take at least 5 to 10 minutes and move into your center from a meditative point of view on what it is that you want to create for yourself. Not for anybody else, not for the world. What do you want to create for yourself? So it might be inner peace, or it might be to change your environment, or it might, I mean, just your personal space. It might be to create an altar. It might be to do something personal with yourself. Whatever it is that you want to create that will make you feel good about you, that will bring more joy and anchor more joy on the planet, that's what the recommendation is that you begin doing. And you make the commitment to begin it the day after solstice, and that you complete it by the winter solstice. So that gives you 3 months to move forward into what you truly want to do. And when you consider what you want to do, ask your higher self to give you an action plan, starting with what you want to create at the end, and move backwards. Hopefully that's helpful. Hopefully that will be very helpful. And then I'm also hearing for you specifically, JoJo, that you're going that during the solstice or on the solstice, it's going to be very important that you attend or create a drumming circle. I'm seeing the circle, the drumming circle, and I'm seeing it around a fire on the beach if you can. Are near water, and it's really about singing your desires to the universe through chant and the drum. And so what they're saying is it's about holding the desire in your mind and your heart while chanting and allowing the vibration to move through your body from the drum. You'll have to let me know how that works. But great question. Thank you so much. Well, folks, it's 11:29, and if I don't get any more questions, I'm going to have to sign off for tonight because I think my message has been complete. You understand what your assignment is, if you will. So, again, if you'd like to call in, I will give that number one more time. And that telephone number is 888-429-5471. Or you can call direct at 530-513-6472. And for those of you folks out there that are looking for a partner, if you haven't created your partner on paper, it's really going to be important that you create your wish list. And when you're creating your wish list of what you want your partner to be like, there has to be at least 3 to 5 things that are deal breakers unless they're part of it. So maybe the partner you're looking for has to be spiritual. Maybe the person has to be compassionate and kind. Maybe the person has to have a great sense of humor or be financially stable. But you have to pick and you have to come up with some deal breakers because if you don't have your boundaries in place when you're looking for that special partner, that you don't want to take just anyone just because they love you, okay? That's nice, but it's not. If they don't trip your trigger, then that's not good enough, okay? All right. Well, I love you guys very much. It's after 11:30 now, and so I am going to go and move forward. And next week we'll have more information to talk about. I think I might bring some guests on. Who knows what I'm going to do next week. But why don't you tune in to see. And again, if you need to talk to me privately, my telephone number is 216-691-1233. Or you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. Thanks so much. Bye-bye. Oh, and have a great week, a miracle-filled week. I'm going to be opening up. I hope that I need to close the records. So we will be on our way and say goodnight. And I love you very much. Have a miracle-filled week. And I'll talk to you next week. Be sure and send your questions in. Okay? Goodnight.